I don't know what this altar means to you, but this altar means everything to me. When I first met my pastor, my man of God, I was lost, empty, poor and wretched. I was a doctor in this city of Ibadan. But every morning, if I want to leave my house, I will have to recruit men who will help me push my car down the slope before it will start. Hello? This altar changed the trajectory of my life, and I can never ever take it for granted. I have a few minutes. Please sit down. And in that few minutes, what I'm going to talk to you about center pretty much on my life story. So, like you have been advised, please focus. Pay attention. God wants to talk to you. Are you with me? Shall I repeat myself? Pay attention. God wants to talk to you. I was praying and believing God to bring a word to people of this age, who I congratulate, first of all, because I believe you are better than people like me. Because when I was this age, I didn't do what you are doing right now. I remember telling God, God, I don't need you. I need to enjoy life. Going to medical school. I knew him when I was in high school. And I used him to pass exams, if you understand what I mean. But after I got admissions to read medicine in 4 different universities, and I chose University of Lagos, I told God, God, I don't need you anymore. Thank you for helping me this far. Lagos is a fast place. You can be doing SU and all that. But God wants me to talk to you in these few minutes that I have. And those of you that love to have topics, God has a plan. Tell your neighbor, God has a plan. You are not sounding like you are convinced. Even when you don't, God has a plan. When your parents don't, God has a plan. Can we prove that in the Bible? Jeremiah 1 and verse 5. The word of the Lord says, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. Where is this dancing brother that was here? The same Holy Spirit that you express without restraint didn't just give you the energy to dance. Solomon asked for wisdom, and God gave him even the things that he didn't ask for. The Holy Spirit in your life has everything packaged. Watch this guy in the next few years. Hello? Write it down. Watch these guys in the next few years. Your angel, look at me. The name of your angel is called favor. Did you hear me? The name of your angel is called favor. And anytime things don't line up, you are not alone, favor will make a way for you. In Jesus' name. Jeremiah 1:5. The Bible says that, talking about Jeremiah, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. Think about that for a second. Before I formed you in the belly, I knew thee. Before Jeremiah got into the belly, where was he? Was he in existence somewhere? Hello? Before you got into your mother's belly, I knew you. Where was he? And how did God know him? Jeremiah was an idea in God's heart. He was a project in God's hands. And he already has a template of what it will be and what it will do. Do you understand what I'm saying? So somebody don't tell me my parents died when I was 2 years old. You didn't begin in the belly of your parents. Your beginning is in someone who actually had a blueprint for your life. It's like we are told in the morning. An architect has in his head what he wants to put on paper to design. That idea is already in him. And then he begins to put it into paper and give it to people to build it. You are an idea in the mind of God. And even though you may not understand it, but just know that even though your parents didn't plan for you to be born, there is a God who knew you before you became a conception. In Jeremiah 29:11, it says, I know the thoughts that I think towards you. They are thought of good and thought of evil, to bring you an end and a purpose. I want to paint a picture in your mind, to let you know that God is intentional, God is purposeful, God is precise in every of his thoughts and his actions. Can you imagine how he put the cosmos together and the galaxies and the planets? He just put all those things into place. And since that began up to today, the way they were set in season and in period and in size and in path is the way they are up to tomorrow. Do you agree with me? Have you ever looked at the picture of beneath the deep seas? Maybe you watched it in a movie or you saw it on YouTube. Can you imagine how beautiful it can be when you go like 2,000, 3,000 feet deep into the oceans? Nobody invested in that. Nobody is doing business with all that. But God, in his almightiness, created beauty, even in those places, just to reflect his extravagance. It's the God that ordained yesterday. Today is in his purview. And tomorrow is already scheduled. and it's established. I'm talking about God. As of November 2022, the human population on earth was estimated as 8.12 billion. That was 2022. But will you agree with me that of all those 8.12 billion people on the earth, colors, races, no two people has the same fingerprint? Hello? 8.12 billion people on the surface of the earth. Different height, weight, color, creed, and all that. But even people that were twins don't have the same fingerprint. What level of detail and precision is in the hand of the Lord? We are going somewhere with this. Just come along with me. When the man meets a woman in the privacy, after the exercise, I'm a physician, so you should understand my inclination. About 40 to 300 million eggs with potential to become a girl or a boy is released. Hello? Between 40 and 300 million eggs in one encounter is released into the woman. And you see all of them struggling and fighting and running. But of all these 40 to 300 million, only one of them, usually, will win the race. Hello? Even when they end up as twins, only one has won the race. When they become a zygote, they begin to divide. Why is that important to you? You started winning from the day your father met your mother. Because of all the possibilities of 40 to 300 million, the experience became you. And you are still here. You think that was a coincidence? Or it's just that the purpose of God concerning you must be established? Are you with me? God has a plan. You existed before you were conceived because you are an idea, you are a purpose, you are a vision in the heart of God. And whoever gave that to you was also part of the vision, because he chose who will be your father and your mother. He chose where you will be born. He chose under the circumstances that you will be born. So that at the end of everything, only his greatness will be revealed. He said to Jeremiah, "Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest out of the womb, I sanctified thee, and I ordained thee to be a prophet unto the nations." I don't care how much concern you may be about yourself, maybe your yesterday or your future or your present station in life. Your life is not for you. Your life is for him. Hello? Have you read where I said you have been bought with a price and you are not your own? You are a precious investment in the heart of God. For you to be here today, because I know you probably have encountered Christ, he had to spend his own life to give you the life that you have now. You are by no means cheap. If you are not worth it, he won't exchange his own life for your life. Hello? Life might have been asking you questions to make you think you are a nobody. That is the life from the pit of hell. You are as expensive as the life of Jesus Christ. And when things come against you and when you are in the dark, not knowing what to do, tell yourself, I'm by no means not cheap. The value that was upon Christ with no sin, serving the Father is the price that is upon my life. I'd like to read to you Psalm 139. And I want to read it from the Passion Translation. From verse 3, it says, you are so intimately aware of me, Lord. You read my heart like an open book, and you know all the words I'm about to speak before I even start a sentence. You know every step I will take before my journey even begins. You've gone into my future to prepare the way. And in kindness, you follow behind me to spare me from the harm of my past. You've laid your hands on me. This is too wonderful. This is deep and incomprehensible. Your understanding of me brings me wonders and strength. Verse 13. You form my innermost being, shaping my delicate inside and my intricate outside, and wove them all together in my mother's womb. I thank you, God, for making me so mysteriously complex. Everything you do is marvelously breathtaking. It simplifies and amazes me to think about it. 16. You saw who you created me to be before I became me. Before I've ever seen the night of day, the number of days you planned for me were already recorded in your book. Every single moment you're thinking of me, how precious and wonderful to consider. That you cherish me constantly in every thought. How many of you believe the Bible? Hello? I wasn't reading a literature book. I wasn't reading a romance novel. I was reading to you the declaration of God about you. The same God that says, it takes his word more seriously than his name, is the one talking to you. He wouldn't sleep because of you, because the Bible makes him to understand that he never sleeps or never slumbers. Every day of your life is written in his book. You may be coming to that day as a discovery or a surprise, but for him, it's something that is already written. Oh, what are you saying? You mean that all of my struggles are written in that book? Yes. You mean that all of my disappointments and betrayals, God knows about it? Well, he wrote it in his book. You mean the problem I've been having with all the witches and wizards in our neighborhood because of the family that I came from is written in his book? Yes, it is. Because you did not choose that family. He did. Does he not know what is available in that family that will cause you to cry and to weep? He does know. But yet, he puts you in that family. So God understands the delays that I've experienced in my life. Yes, he does. Yes, he does. I was born by parents that didn't have any Western education. But they were interested in educating their children. When I was going to school, even though I was a little smart, in my A-level result in the polytechnic here, going to university, I got AAB to enter into the university to read medicine. But Jembe one then refused to give me scholarship. My father had to pay my school fees through a susu, all those daily contribution things that was all that I had to go through university to become a medical doctor. I went to America not because I was anxious to leave this country. I had a practice here in Sango, and I thought I was doing well. But I had a cousin over there who is in the habit of playing with the computer. So I put my name in the DV visa thing, and my name came out, and I won the green card to come to America. Your life will be beautiful if your life is following after the plan and the program of God. Your life will be beautiful because if God is the one leading you, it doesn't mean that you won't have struggles or problems. The only thing it does is that it gives you the guarantee and the assurance to know, like we've read, not only is it going before you, but it's also coming behind you. Hello? If you understand in truth that God has a plan, if I were you, I would do everything in my power to find and to discover what the plan of God is for me. Hello? You want me to repeat that? Don't just be like the Joneses. My friend is doing this, so let me do it. Who told you? Does that align with the program and the plan of God for you? Or you are just doing a copycat? Because wherever you find yourself, God is big enough. God is faithful enough. And God has all the resources to make you a reflection of his beauty. Hello? He said to you, 1 Peter 2:9, you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood. The people that God wants to use to show off to anybody. So wherever you find yourself is where God wants you to be if you are following in his plan. Do everything in your power to find what is your blueprint in Christ. That's what I'm saying. Moses was born at a time when newborns were not supposed to survive. You remember? This same Moses was brought up in the house of the king that was seeking to kill him. In fact, he was brought up to be the next Pharaoh. In that house of Pharaoh, who had decreed that he should be killed. The God factor. You believe that? Joseph went to the pit, he went to Potiphar's house, he went to prison, And even though his own blood brothers were the ones that were conspiring against him. But because God gave him a vision of his greatness, not even the adversaries could stop him. Because he went from the prison to the palace. Because God wanted to use him to preserve their generations. So if I want to advise you, if you have any opposition or any problems or any obstacle or any fight, please fight a good fight. Because God is bringing out gold from mere dust by passing you through the fire. Because if God takes you there without you learning the process of waiting, the process of persevering, the process of love and patience, if God should bless you before he trains you, that blessing will destroy you. So we all got to be trained. David was the last born. The father didn't even remember him. But in the print that God has for his life, he was the king. Did he become king? Yes. Look at Esther, an orphan. No father, no mother. Brought up by the uncle. In the foreign land, Esther became the queen. Why? Because God wanted to use her to deliver our generations. Oh, talk about Mephibosheth. The guy from Lodibar. It was like his destiny has been ruined because of the circumstances of his family. But before he was in the mother's womb, his destiny has been written that he will sit at the king's table and he will inherit everything that the grandfather ever owns. Let me close by saying this because my time is up. Nobody but you, and I know you have heard this many times before, nobody but you can abort the plan and the purpose of God in your life. Stop blaming the witches. Stop blaming people that don't like you. Stop blaming the misfortune that you have experienced in life. All of those are part of the design. If you understand the perspective of how God wants to use those situations to get you to where he's taking you. It's not so much because of you, but more importantly, because of the plan of God that is already predetermined before you became who you are. He has a master plan. Please don't be ignorant. Don't be lazy. And never be disobedient along the journey. Because all of that will take you in a different direction from where he's taking you. To find gold, you have to dig deep, right? Even though it's dust, it's not the kind of dust that you see on the surface of the ground. It takes diligence, it takes effort, it takes persistence before you can turn the dust to the precious metal that has value. And that, of course, is the process that you yourself have to go through before you can become the symbol of God's honor. Hello? We have been told this morning that preparation, when it meets with opportunity, then success is guaranteed. Hello? While you are waiting for that which you believe God for, don't be idle. Get busy with something. Work for God. Seek God. Serve God. Give of yourself. Because you never know when that opportunity will strike. Hello? You never know when that encounter will come. And you don't want to miss it. Your talent is good. But the talent that you have, when it doesn't roll with the anointing, can only take you to hell. Michael Jackson was talented, right? But as beautiful as the talent that Michael Jackson had, the anointing of the Lord was not upon his life. And so his mind became thwarted or twisted. His belief became corrupted. And that is why, at the end of everything, he committed suicide. My chat to you this afternoon is to always remind yourself, God has a plan. And that plan is already established. Don't look for anybody to tell you what that plan is. Because God is not a gossip. You will discover the plan that he has for you as you spend time seeking and searching and staying in his presence. God bless you.